Bez Hashem, this will be Hanukkah. So, one of the very important things is exactly what time should a person light? What should a person light? You have to really discuss three different times, three different days. You have to discuss when to light during the week, when to light Erev Shabbos, and when to light Motzei Shabbos. So first, before you discuss Hanukkah specifically, you have to discuss the Zman Mekhalias, and after you get the Zman Mekhalias, you'll see where the problem starts. You'll be Motzei Hanukkah with four Ha'aris and Shailas, and try to get out why, where the different Zman are coming from. So first, Mekhalias, when is night? When exactly is night? So there's a, there are serious Gemara's, when exactly night is. Gemara Pesachim, and that's like Alex says, you take through the walk 4 mil, that is when places after Shkiel. The Gemara on Shabbos, the second paragraph then, he says, when is night? It is after Benish Moshes, after Benish Moshes. The first, how long is Benish Moshes? The Gemara of the Naf Lamadalim has 4 different cheetahs, either Skeher Ayin, a blink of an eye, or is a 0.5 mil, 2/3 of a mil, 3/4 of a mil. Might the Gemara itself, Baruch Shem Paskins for us, the Gemara says 3/4 of a mil. That's how every pasuk of the Maaseh is 3/4 of a mil. So we have one Gemara that says when it's night. Nighttime is when it's day, 3/4 of a mil. Another Zman we have, Gemara Pesachim says when it's night, 4 mil. So it's Mamish Rikotza Rikotza. One Gemara says day is 4 mil. One Gemara says day is 3/4 of a mil. So we have a steer of Gemara. A steer of Gemara is like Rishonim the Gaonim. When exactly is nighttime? When exactly is nighttime? So to answer this, first you have to know how far the cash is. What is the Zman of a mil first? How long is a mil? So the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Chavah Gimel, the Gemara says the other mainly walks etzem parsois a yoyim. The regular person walks 10 parsois a day. How much is 10 parsois? So the Gemara says every parsois is 4 mil. That means the person walks in a day is 40 mil. What person works a day is 40 mil. Now, if there are 12 hours in a day, 12 hours times 60 minutes is 720. 720 minutes, you walk 40 parsois. 720 divided by 40 is 18. 18. That means a mil is 18 minutes. According to the Pasha, the Gemara is 18 minutes. Therefore, we pass in. Gemara says a person walks 40 mil in all day. That's how long. That means a mil is. The Gemara says at the end of the day, you walk 10 parsois, 12 hours. We'll get all the sheetahs, but it's 12 hours. And therefore, how long is a mil? It says, there are numerous Rishonim and Pesachim Paskin. The mil is 18 minutes. If the mil is 18 minutes, what is 3/4 of a mil? As much as 3/4 of a mil, it's 13.5 minutes. Therefore, the Mechaber writes in the Hilchos of Shabbos, by Lokis Neiris, over there, Reis HaMachalav, he says, what is Spain of Shemoshes? He writes, it's 13.5 minutes, 3/4 of a mil. That's the Mechaber by Shabbos. We'll get, there's also, there are more Paskin away the same way. We'll also see in Hilchos Melicha, after Pesach, the Lokis by Melicha, that you have to also do a Lokha, do Melicha for a mil. However, we're going to do an hour. How long is a mil? It says over there, the Mechaber is 18 minutes. And it's Shemoshes 13.5 minutes. So Maisa, the Mechaber, the Amor, the Choshulchan, the Chaznish, they lo Maisa, Alok la Maisa, they Paskin, Mil is 18, Benish Moshes is 13.5 minutes. So we have one sheet to clear, Benish Moshes is 13.5 minutes. Let's say when you read Hilchos Shabbos, it's a Zoy State. Atzad HaShani, there's a Rambam. The Rambam writes, how long is a mil? He says, it's two-fifths of an hour. Two-fifths of an hour. Two-fifths of an hour is 24 minutes. Now, the Shell is, where exactly did he get that from? Where did he get that from? Sorry, 2 minutes an hour is a Ben Hashmoshes. That means it's 18 minutes. The Shal is where exactly to get that from. So the Gemara over there in Pesach over there writes that we're counting 12 hours a day. The Gemara over there says a person will not count walking from Alois to say, we'll discuss how long a person walks from Nate until Shkiel. The Gemara writes, brings down the Chachomim, a person from Alois till Nate walks 5 mil, and the person from Shkiel till Seis walks 5 mil. That means you said we have 40 mil a person walks a day. You have to take right now 10 of those milim. You're left with 30, you walk a day. 30. So you take again 12 hours, 30. Ends up being that a mil is 24 minutes. The mil is 24 minutes. 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. That means how long is it? Benish Moshes, it comes out, is 18 minutes. So we have Machlokes, is a mil 18 minutes? Is a mil 24? Yeah, is 18 minutes or 24 minutes? Now, I mean, is Benish Moshes. Benish Moshes is 13.5, or Benish Moshes is 18. That's the second sheet. That's how, again, the Rambam Baril, the Rav, there are those who are choshish that way that say a mil is 24 minutes. Going into Kasha, I'm going to move to the Cheshbon. That's where the Goyen's biggest problem is when he makes the whole Cheshbon on the Shabbos and Sochem is exactly what I just said, what you're asking. He has a whole Mahalach Einshom. It's a very Chis, probably the longest going there is in Shulamach. Fine. My Shulamach is a third sheet of the... 13 minutes comes out that if you walk a day 45 seconds, 40 mil, so mil is 18, and mil is 18, so Moshe says 3/4 mil, then it's Moshe, 30. That's the Mechaber. The other time, the Rambam Shita, is that your person walks at 30, and the 30 is 77, 20 divided by 30 is 24. Then Moshe is 18. Mishmur, Be'ikah passes in between, he's not that way, and there are those, some safe, and others do pass in between. That the person, the Moshe says, the person walks from Alois to Nate, the common day is 5 mil. However, Behuda says it's 4 mil, and the person who walks from Shkia to Nate is also 4 mil. So you left over, take 40 minus 4 and 4, and go from Nate until Shkia, you left at 32. The person who walks 32 mil a day, that means you take 12 hours, that's 60, 720 divided by 32, you left with 22 and a half minutes, it would be a mil. If the Mishavur, by example, by Malicha, or other cases, or by Hilchos Pesach, even everyone says that by Pesach, the halach is 18 minutes making the matzah, Mishavur said, Mokmas Samuba is 22 and a half minutes. You can start with upon the Shito, or even up to 22 and a half minutes for Chorus, Mokmas Samuba is 22 and a half minutes. That means it comes out, how long is Benish Moshes? It's 3/4 of that. It's almost 17 minutes, it's 16.785 or 875, something like that. But 16.875, that's 875. So, so let's go with one simple mahalach. Well, let's go, assume we'll go 13 and a half. How nice, for time of Shabbos is Benish Moshes, and 18 is a mil. Might be interesting, just to say, interesting enough, the halacha is that when a person is nursing, so halacha is after tashmish, you should not nurse a child for up to a mil, which is moving down for a mil. It says, even the child is crying, better we should not nurse a child for, I think, an hour, it says, if he's even crying, he says, the whole father is up to a mil. How long is a mil? So Shulam says, the shita says, 18 minutes. So Shulam calls it, he writes 24 minutes. Why could he have got all the mahalach? So the same thing over here with Maknafina, how long is the mill? Is it 18, 22 and a half, or 24? So Shulchan says by nursing he's wait 18 minutes after Tashmish, and Lysa Rashtabok says question 24. Now just tomorrow, I saw a new safe recently, I think it just came out last month, from Berkowitz in English for the Noshim. So I think over there he writes that if you can't calm down the child, and I'll keep crying, he's no longer calming down, then he can not to wait. All of him, it says if he cries, what? Case when he cries, so you want to calm down. You can do it this way, you have another. I think so. Again, wasn't my point as glancing at the cipher. But I think they're being down from Berkowitz. That he tightens his halacha is dafka when you have another option, and this is a much easier option. But you have no other option, I think he says he can even do less. But again, you should mind if that's so or not. Fine. So again, so we have different zmanim, we have machlokes when exactly a mil is. So that means it comes out where we have a serious gemara. It's a point to one gemara again says Lila is after Ben Shmoshes, one gemara says Lila is after 4 mil. That means how far is the stero? Going to go, let's take a lalacha that we pass in 13 and a half minutes of Enish Moshes, a mil is 18. That means one Gemara saying after 13 and a half minutes, only Gemara saying 4 mil. 4 mil is 4 times 18 is 72. So one Gemara saying after 72 and a half minutes, 72 minutes is Lilo, but the Gemara saying is 13 and a half minutes is Lilo. We go the other way, that a mil is 24, so Enish Moshes is 18. So 18 versus what? 4 times 24 is 96. The Gemara's cash is going from 96 till 18. That's how far it is. Now, can you do other people assuming a choshish for 96? For Shabbos, I think they sell over for Bayern Kollel. Anyone who does not wait 96 and call Shabbos, what Shabbos, fine. The likely might say wait Yeshiva 96 for doing Malacha. But might so, fine, so we have a, that's what I say. I never learned to like it. So again, we have a serious Gemara's might, so we have a steer between either 3.5 minutes 72 or from 18 till 96. What do the Gemara's? So the two main mahalkim, the two main mahalkim among Pesach and Halacha, exactly what to do. One mahalak is Kidua, is the das of Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam said there are two different shkiyas, shkiyah Rishayna and shkiyah Shnia. Or another lashon they use is shkiyah Rishayna and Shayf shkiyah. But the lashon way was writing how they're writing it. But it's better than the two shkiyas. One shkiyah is when the fall of the sun sets. That's one shkiyah. So that Rebbeinu Tam, that's about a yoyim, 100% yoyim. Then there's another shkiyah, after it's set, shkiyah means it's set, then the whole entire east becomes dark. There's still a little bit light left in the west, on the rise in the east, that's in the west. global light left in the west. It's a little bit red over there. There is where the second Shkia starts. 50, let's go with the Zman again of 13.5 minutes Manish Moshes, and a mill is 18. So it comes out the first 58.5 minutes Azvada Yoyim, or Dubain Tam. Then comes the second Shkia. Then you have Manish Moshes of 13.5 minutes, and then you have Lilo. That means there are two separate Shkias. Again, so the Gemara, when it says Manish Moshes, after Manish Moshes, it comes out to be Lilo, and it comes out Manish Moshes. But when is Manish Moshes? He wants to say it's all at the end of the spectrum, at the end of 72, after the second Shkia. The two Shkias, the first Shkia is Vada Yoyim. The second Shkia is going to be when it starts Manish Moshes, and then afterwards you have place. So again, it comes out the first 58.5 minutes is Vada Yoyim. Do Malach on Shabbos, do Dereisa, no problem. It's Vada Yoyim, Chin Hoya Noyim, Havik Layasol. Not anymore, but used to be. Then it comes out, you have Manish Moshes, 13.5 minutes, and then you have Tzeis. That's the main top.
Now, where
it goes to the first gear. To the first gear. When the ball sets. When the ball sets. I love the knowledge. They're saying the word gear, the two different gears. From when the ball sets, you have 4 mil. Now, the Gemara is saying, when is Manish Moshes? Manish Moshes means before it's safe. Safe is the end of the 4 mil. No Manish Moshes after the first mil. There's no steer. Not in the Gael Alokha. The Gemara is in the Gael Alokha. Many times it's not in the Gael Alokha. The Taichwa is the two Shkias. Manish Moshes is after the second Shkia. Now, again, instead of listing who passed in this way, nice that people think it's confusing or whatever. The nice that Roy Bishonim and Roy Bachem and Roy Pleishim seem to go this way. It's Mechabu Ramah. It's what Avram. They passed in this way. And the Sefer Oitz Abris, he quotes the Sefer Chana David, which Malach has 70 different poskim Rishonim Achronim. He quotes the Sefer Divrei Chaim, which has 180 different poskim Rishonim Achronim who passed him or knowing this way. 180. I don't know where he can find so many names even. Malach has 180 different Rishonim poskim or Noitu or Noit this way, like the main time that we have Primachma and Alocho, that leads my Shabbos. Yeah. In Eretz Shabbos, if you know, like a main time. Until we saw Moshe and the Sam Rebbe met and they made an agreement, the Mamash is knowing the remake life. They did Malach and Mamash, yeah.
Why
don't
we do that?
No, we'll get to them. 100%. Until recently, until whatever the agreement was made 30 years ago, there were people in Mamash who were knowing. No, there was too many problems there. So supposedly they say that Moshe and Sam Rebbe made an agreement to leave close to each other, both each other's sheep for their asses.
Doesn't
Mishnah Berurah
say that you're supposed to be
Mishnah Berurah gets even more because of the rain. Maisha, there's large chelik in Europe with knowing Lekula, even America knowing Lekula. However, they're not knowing Lekula, and we're knowing Lekula. We'll get to both sides.
When
the
Mishnah Berurah was saying that everyone in Europe was going...
No, he said to Roy Shemachim, he said, I didn't say what I'm going to do, forget. I don't know what Maisha is going to make. Mishnah Berurah says Shemachim, all the way, you'll see even more than Mishnah Berurah being Shemachim. So Maisha, again, so we have one sheet of this rain. Thomas Malach, and again, if you read the Pleisim Baker, then Baker, the Pleisim are going this way. Mechavad them all the way from, and Maisha, numerous Rishonim are going to pass this way. And Pleisim are knowing this way, certainly the Chumah, and there's certainly large Kelly Pleisim, even knowing this way, the Kula. The Sada Sheni, is known as the Goinim Shito, is that, no, they're really, Ben Nishmosh is one of that starts right away by the first Kiyo. And the Gemara of Sokhma, Dalmel, is talking about a whole different question. There's nothing to do with the Shabbos, or any other case. Going simply the end of Korban Pesach. That's by the case of Korban Pesach. Over there, there's a locha, you have to wait dalam milah. You have to wait for 4 mils. However, any other time, the locha is what? You have Shkia, you have Manish Moshes, and then you have night time. Kidu again, this is the Gaon of Shito, and the Gro himself passing this way. Those are two Shitas. Now, that means if you have 72 minutes, it comes out the first 13.5 minutes, according to the Gaon of Sabbath, Gaon of Sabbath, Lailo. The next 45 minutes, according to the Goyim, is Vada Lailo. According to the Rebbe Tam, is Vada Yoyim. Almost the same 45 minutes. One of those Vada Lailo, one of those Vada Yoyim. The last 13.5 minutes, according to the Goyim, is Vada Lailo. According to Rebbe Tam, is Savak Yoyim, Savak Lailo. Therefore, Moshe, his Shuvah, he discusses the first 13.5 minutes, they always have a sex figure. Al the Goyim, is Savak Yoyim, Savak Lailo. Al the Rebbe Tam, the Moshe, is Vada Yoyim. Find that those who want to agree with the sex figure, not sex figure, each line. Well, the Maisa, it comes out, Api Cheshbon, we have two Shitas, Lalotho, we seem to have also two Shitas, and the Moshe, and Shuvah, he writes, the Maisa, what do Lalotho, the Maisa? So he writes in Chelik Dalad, that since the Maisa, we have two Shitas, both they are G'dolim, Rishonim, Achronim, there's no way to be Machriya. That's there's no way to be Machriya, and therefore, you have to be Choshev all Shitas, the whole apostles for the Raisins. The person has to be Choshev all Shitas. Now, what's the person... Oh, we'll get to the Zman. But first, the Maisa comes out in this Chelik first. deadlines. We have two zmanim. Either we have a zman of 72 or a zman of 13 and a half. So as a moisho, what do? We have to choshev shitas. Now the problem is, we don't. We're not. Let's take New York before we get to Eretz Yisrael. What happens in New York? You eat up and whatever, you weigh 50, 60, whatever numbers you want. But what happens in 72? And Moshe has to be chayshu for 72. So, Betzim, Moshe and his Betzim must be halacha also. They one time, they even Nacho Ben Atam, that says halacha is you have to wait 72. That's only when you don't have Shlosh Kachavim. But when it's Vada Laila, Vada Dark, then even the Ben Atam agrees, the Maesor, it's nighttime. The only time we're saying you need 72 and you need 4 milim is when it's either cloudy or they didn't have watches, they weren't sure. So, what was halacha? Then you have to wait 72. But let's say you know it's very dark, it's not going to get any darker, then the law is whatever that zman is. The Moshe writes in Shuva that he used to be in the summer where it's very clear the sky. He says in America, there's certainly the Triboro in New York, New Jersey, but in America it wants kind of 40, well the whole part is 50 minutes, let him 50 minutes, it's not getting any darker for 50 minutes than anything afterwards. 50 minutes he wants to say after Shkia. If you want to say 50 is 72, 50 lamites is 72, he writes. What? Shkia, whatever the sun set. The first Shkia, when the ball sets, after the end of the ball goes away, not the half beginning of the ball, the end of the ball goes away, is the Shkia. So then Moshe, you have to wait 72, we have to crush your bank time, but 50 is 72. 50 mamash is 72. What? No, Shemi holds it is a Chesra 72, except when it says the Mishnah Berurah from Mukhtas Chayim and others, a Taina that depends upon the Oifik and it gets totally dark. It's totally dark. No, I didn't say that. We'll get to. When the Rabbi Tam is saying when in the place we lived, they lived in Bava, where Rabbi Tam was. Over there, it was different. It takes more time in Europe to change. No problem, sorry, in Europe. It takes more time to get darker. Everyone knows that in Israel it takes quicker to get darker. In America it's a little slower, and in New York it takes even longer. Oh, okay. In Europe, I say it goes. What? It's not an absolute thing. The other Akkoyim say it's an absolute. And therefore, Moshe says he knows that his mind in America is going to be 50 is 100% could be 72. 50 is 72. And how much is the Moshe 50 minutes? That is the Rebbeinu Tam. That is 72. 50 is 72. What?
That's the
Shear of it. That is the Shear. The Shear is 72, but Moshe, Rebbeinu Tam is Moshe 50, it comes out, is that's going to be 72. Now Moshe has once to say 50 is 72, he says now once Rebbeinu Shmoshes. Why? Because we know again Rebbeinu Shmoshes is going to be 3/4 of a mil, and we have between first gear to say, so we have 4 mil. So it comes out, what's 3/4 of a mil? It's really 3/16 between beginning of the first gear to the end of the place. Because right, you have 72 minutes, 12 hours, 16 times 3 is 13 and a half. Later. So that's really, because every mil is 4 parts, and the 4 mil is 16. Fine. So it comes out, and Moshe writes, 15 in America is 72, so what do you have to do by 15? 15 divided by 16 divided by 3, he says, is times 3, is close to 9 minutes, and therefore the Ben Shmoshes in New York is 9 minutes. Ben Shmoshes is 9 minutes. I mean, all the questions, no matter how long Ben Shmoshes is, 13 and a half, or 18, or 16, so Moshe really depends. If you go by darkness, America 50 is 72, so when is Ben Shmoshes? 15 is Ben Shmoshes, 9 minutes. What? Yes, yeah, so coming to the Goinim, so it comes out of this Cheshbon, Moshe is like this. According to the Goinim, the first 9 minutes is Sabag Yom Sabag Lailo. By the 10th minute already, according to the Goinim, is Vada Lailo. Now the next 41 minutes is Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Goinim, when the Rabbeinu Tam is Vada Yom, when the Goinim is Vada Laila. The last 9 minutes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is Vada Shmoshes, and according to the Goinim, is Vada Laila. That's what Moshe writes. Moshe writes for Shal Shudas, and everyone brings down on Moshe. He says, Shal Shudas, how much? You can be sex, but you can go into Vada Shmoshes up to 9 minutes. Up to 9 minutes. Why? Because up to 9 minutes, Vada Shmoshes, you have the sex cycle. Now the Maisa Piskei Tshuva brings it down for up to 9 minutes. And Rabbi Adler, or Shabbos, has a letter printed in Pesach Chuvas in the back. It's not a fair statement. Depends where you live. In America, it's 50 is 9. And I remember in Eretz Yisrael, let's say Ben Thomas 40 minutes. I'll come out. The Ben Shmoshes is really going to be after 7 minutes. Let's say hold in Eretz Yisrael, they definitely have 34 minutes after the Mosh Shabbos. I'll come out at 6 minutes later. So if they want to say 34 is 72, again, let's give that assumption because we'll hear they do daven 34 minutes afterwards. That's the calendar seems to assume. And let's say they're doing it mitzvah, they say 34 minutes later,
they're coming from the
dog. I didn't say that. Let's say it'll come out, Ben Shmosh, only 6 minutes. 6 minutes. So this cheshbon that Moshe 59 is Moshe in America. Yeah, so it depends where you live and what you, where Europe won't be that way. It'll be 13 and a half minutes, and there's still courts less. There's still everyone else gets darker quicker. Should be less minutes. So fine. So it comes out again. The Zman Lecholpov in New York is the Maisa we have. But Moshe says that 50 is 72, and therefore Ben Ishmosh is 9. The Maisa Moshe says Lalocha Maisa. He said Lalocha Avadik Nu Malocha after 50 minutes. However, he writes Zeroy Kol Bnei Torah of Yerushimayim Benoig like the Noig in Europe to do 72. And therefore, Kol Bnei Torah of Yerushimayim, he says, wherever you live, certainly in Israel should not be any different than America. Maisa America, Moshe says 50 is 100% 72. Yet he still should be Noig from 72. Why? Because that's what Noig in America. However, he ends off in Europe they were Noig to do 96. So that part, even if Bnei Torah of Yerushimayim should not be Machmir for 96. That's the middle of 24. So it comes out in Europe they're Noig to be 96. 4 times 24 is 96. Tesh is 96 for the Rambam Shita. And that's what Maisa say in Lake, which is 96. But Maisa, that Moshe says, no, that part of Adon Yofi Machmer. So it comes out that Moshe says clearly the 50 is 72, and Maisa, Vechei Noigim, Harbi Klaisol, Merkel, Hol, Pof, the 50 is 72. However, Bnei Torah of Yerushimayim should be Noig 72. And Maisa, that's again, there are numerous people on Noig that way, because 72 for the Rises, for Moshe Shabbos, or for Yom Kippur, other cases. Again, it's mitzvah Bnei Torah of Yerushimayim, but not mitzvah Halacha. However, 96 so emotions, there's no way to be Machmer at all. Fine. Adkan, the Kolam, about the Oifik, about the, how to answer the Steers of Gemara, what comes out. We have Steers of Gemara, Gemara Pesachim, Gemara Shabbos, we have the two truths from Beit Tam, Mr. Goyim, and how emotion understands it depends upon, the Oifik depends upon how dark it gets. Mishbua, of course, goes the same exact Malach. Now, there's one more point to point out before we get to Shabbos. The Shabbos is when is Ben Ishmoshes. Again, before we said already, two sheets is when Ben Ishmoshes is. One is after the first gear, one is before Tseis. The Goyim holds after the first gear, and the Ben Tam holds before Tseis. This is the third sheet. The Reim sheet, Mishbu brings down the back, Halakha Maisa passes away. The Reim holds Ben Ishmoshes is before the first gear. That means, let's say this past Friday, Shkia was 440. Ben Ishmoshes is before that. They can't do Malach before that. That means it'll come out that, let's say, back 420 will be the case when Ben Ishmoshes starts. Ben Ishmoshes will be before that. Therefore, Maisel, what's the Nafkamino? So first, what's Nafkamino? The Mishabur says, will come out in Er Shabbos, a person should Mekamel Shabbos 30 minutes, or Lechol HaFachos 20 minutes before Shabbos. Where do you get 20 minutes from? So Shai Tzin explains himself. He says, because let's say you take the Chomadik Hashita of Mil, Mil 24, that means 3/4 of the mill is 18. So the Chomer Dekashita of Ben Ishmoshes is 18. Plus Taisa Shabbos is 2 minutes. Therefore, you Mekabel Shabbos 20 minutes before Shabbos, you get all the Shitas. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lechatchila, a person Bechosh the Reim, and Mekabel Shabbos 20 minutes before Shabbos. Why? What? Before Shkia. Why? To get the Reim, the Chomer Dekashita of the mill, and to get Taisa Shabbos, and then you should Mekabel Shabbos 30 minutes, and the whole Pachos 20 minutes before Shabbos. What? I didn't be a local, which you'll show it to me later on, I know, because you did it last time. Fine. What? Should have been Kabbalah Shabbos and the Gamma. 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 So you have all you can divide up the taste of Shabbos, you can't divide up the taste of Shabbos. That's then what you should do, Maestro Mishabur said, L'chadchil la'adam in Erev Shabbos, L'chadchilaylo, not during the week, but on Shabbos, L'chadchil Erev Shabbos, Mishabur go, L'chadchilaylo, in Erev Shabbos. Maestro, certainly this is Friday, Maestro, everyone agrees that you, Avada, have to daven Mincha, L'chadchilaylo, or not L'chadchilaylo, you have to daven before you do a lot of snares, L'chadchilaylo. What's better, to daven Tefillah b'tzibur or to daven Tefillah b'yochid? The Yechidus, if you're going to do it Mincha after Luxner. So about this Shabbos, there'll be Minyanim all over earlier. Either they'll have Mincha Gedolah, or they'll have a 3:30, or 3 o'clock, whatever it is. This Shabbos, everyone in Vada should daven Mincha first b'tzibur. Fine. Now, Maisi should be Chosh for the Reim Shito, and not be Chosh for the Reim Shito. So, the Maisi, the Shavuot said, Vada, again, Vada said that's Ikla Alok L'maisa. The Alokha says Vada to Lokush to the Reim, and if we should Mekabel Shabbos 20 minutes beforehand, how it is a Moshe Shuva that someone wrote to him that he was driving in a car, someone was driving him in a car after after a lot of snares, and the guy made a machal against the Moshe. So Moshe, the whole tshuva is saying, l'chadchila avada person allowed to drive in a car until 2 minutes before Shabbos. L'chadchila until twice for Shabbos. However, you've got to end up with the tshuva, since you made a machal against me, I'm a kabbal for myself, not do it again. So the maitre comes out, l'chadchila avada you'll not be choshed for the rain. The gamma, he writes another tshuva, that it's joy to be knowing for the rain. A lot of joy to be knowing like the rain. However, the Moshe himself was no maitre not knowing for the rain, unless he can, the guy who was driving came when he kept quiet, and the maitre, you do what Moshe always make. But the Avada is right to be noyed for the rain. However, again, the Moshe himself is not choshish, and the Chachil is off the choshish. Again, Mishavu says, it's the Avada of the time lochish, the Chachil for the rain. If you are, the Maestro is your light, a lochish nerves on Shabbos 20 minutes before, and again, that's two reasons. One off the rain, one off because the Chumad Kashit to the mill is 18 minutes, it's 24, and because the mill is 18, plus I serve Shabbos. But I can, we're clawless when we get to Shabbos. Now, to bring it down to Hanukkah. The Gemara says, in Chafal from Beis, what's his man? Vishetushka Hamla and Shetukla Rekum and Ashok. When the sun sets, until when the people in the shuk stop coming, so Tikla Rekum Lashuk, everyone knows it's a half hour from the Rif, the Rambam, a half hour. Now, when's Mishatishka Chama? What do those words, Mishatishka Chama, mean? So, the way how the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Torah, and the Baal Itzah say, it means the definition, the title is Mishatishka Shoka. The title means when the sun already set it. That means, what's the words? Means Tishka Chama means Seis Tagachavim. The title of the Gemara means Seis. And Lamaisa, if you read the Mechaber Lamaisa, Pasim Loch Lamaisa, when is the man of Lochis Neres Hanukkah? People think it's Chassidim. It's not Chassidim, it's Mechaber. And if you would learn Shulchan Aruch, you would be appointing yourself the Bach, Kataz, El Rav, my Mordechai, Mok Avrom, it's the Nesivis, Chayodom, and Kitzer, Maisa, Penishchai. Maisa, all the Paiskim Lachor, if you would be a Paisik, Maisa, all your Paiskim Lachor are passing away. And even the Meshuwa does not go against his Mahalach. He has two Mahalachim, but doesn't go against it. It's not just Chassidim who like by Tzayis, Maisa, it's Mechaber, and the Iker Roy Vishonim, Roy Paiskim, Paskim Shat in Chanukah is from Tzayis. It's Tzayis. Maisa, there is a second Shito. However, the Rashi, the Ritva, and the Ran, they understand what does it mean? It means the Tchila Shkiyah, the beginning of the Shkiyah. Now, we know we have two Shkiyahs. We have Shkiyah Rishonah, Shkiyah Shniyah. Which Shkiyah are they referring to? So look inside the Rishonah, the Rashi, the Ritva, the Ran, it's talking about Shkiyah Shniyah, second Shkiyah. Second Shkiyah. That means that, again, people know you're supposed to lie for the first Shkiyah. Today, first Shkiyah is 440. I'll come out that really, according to them, you're supposed to lie for the second Shkiyah, which is 58 and a half minutes later. Let's go again to standard numbers. It's light at 5:38. Fine, that's the second shita. A third shita is how Meister Goyim Paskins, he takes the Rishon, we say his Tchila Shkia. He says, which gear we Paskin like the Goyim, and therefore it's light when by the beginning of the regular Shkia. Now the Meister is very interesting. You read the Mishnah Berurah, he does not bring down this Mahalach, that light for the first Shkia, not the Mishnah Berurah. He has either light by the second Shkia, or by Tzeis. In the Bialocha, Derech Agav is one of the Pshat in the Rambam, which he writing Derech Agav, he says maybe it's Tchila Shkia. That means if come out, you read the Paiskim Alocha, you either got Be'ikah before it starts the going, Be'ikah, either you have Tzeis, right Paiskim going, or you have Shkia Shnia. Again, we have the going, and we say means Shkia Rishonah. So Maisa, we have three different Shkias, one exactly to light. So, Lalocha Maisa, again, we have three Shkias, not three Shkias, we have three times one to light, either 72, or 58 and a half, or by Shkia Mamash. The shallows of so, by Chanukah, Kido, or Machma, for everything to get all the Shitas, right, two Menorahs, whatever. So why not get all the Shitas over here also? Let's light by Shkia. Let's get the, when's the latest Tzeis? The latest Tzeis is going to Rambam, it's 96 minutes later. And this month, the light of Chanukah is a half hour. So why don't we get all the Shitas of life an hour and 26 minutes from Shkia onwards? We'll get all the Shitas, very quickly. Light at Shkia, which is what is how to grow Paskins. And you go until 96 minutes later, when Tzeis is according to the Rambam. So come out, and then you have to have another half hour out, Ashtip the Rekum Lashuk. So go light 126 minutes, 2 hours and 6 minutes, and get all the Shitas. Show my soul, what's the Baya, what's the problem, why is everyone at a different Zmanim? What's the problem? Which Tzeis? You mean the Goyim? We'll mention that also. But no one on the page, the whole Pachas also.
Light
one time, I'll let it keep going. Well, what's the way you light Shabbos before Shabbos, right? Let's keep going. What? Fine, so I think like if you did that last time. So it's all, and you have to, you can light before, Erev Shabbos, you light before Shabbos? It's all I'm doing it for tonight. I'm not like a locker to miss for tonight. This is the day before the lift. It's not like it's a mic limit, so let them just keep going. What? No, but I'll put in an effort. Hour and 26 minutes amount of oil. I put in everything to life in hour and 26 minutes. What's my own? So the problem with how the way of the Feistke basket is that the Gemara on Shabbos writes that the Gemara writes that a person loy ma'achu loy ma'dinim neiris. A person cannot be ma'achu, cannot light his neiris later, cannot light them earlier. If you do, you're not kind of the mitzvah. The shalom, what are the words of the Gemara going on? It says the Rambam, in stands going on neiris kanukah. The Pasha's Rebbe showed me a lot as a listener at Berach Tamim. Showed him and said it's going on Shabbos. However, the Rambam says it's going on Chanukah. That someone who lights Chanukah before this man Chanukah is not a kind of mitzvah. Those are the words of Mechab in the first Shito. Loi ma'achum loi ma'achum. Cannot be ma'achum loi ma'achum. If you do, the Ma'achum being Yeshem Yishoyim, you can do the plug and onwards as a second Shito. But the Stam Yishoyim and the Loch of Mechab is Kistam. And he cannot be ma'achum and Loch Sneris. So if you learn the Gemara going on Shabbos, how to be a Loch, how to show him that way, the way you show him that way, it's very good. Life from Shkia, life from an hour and 26 minutes. The Baya is, if you light from Shkia, according to the Rambam, not my kind of mitzvah, because he'd be makdimim, he should not be makdim, there is Chanukah. That's where the problem sets in. Once we hold you cannot light and get all the shittas in, so then how do you try to, yes, get all the shittas without getting involved with this Baya of Loi Makdimim? So, first, how much is the Rambam saying that a person cannot be makdim? Where the Achronim and the Rishonim and the Raj, the Rit, the Iskakasha, and Shabbos itself, the Maestro went to give you light. If you light with Shkia, you can't light at Shkia, because all Shabbos light at Shkia. Zelamai must be your light before Shkia. So makdim means you're allowed to be close to it. Now the question is, how close is close? So, there are really two ways of saying it. One is the Losh and the Rashi, but the Rashi says Samach is also enough. And what is Samach all over? You learn the word Samach, Shru, and others in different places. Samach means within a half hour. Specifically over here, the Rashi says Samach means within a half hour. It's still Makdim being Makdimit. It's within this man, it's considered within a half hour. Where the Alokha is the Kasha, he says the Rambam holds that what the Alokha is, it cannot be Makdim, but he holds from the Shkir Yushayna. The Mechaba holds it from Tseis. He says it can be Makdim. It says on the Mechaba that holds it from Tseis. I said, what is this why you can't be makdim? Because tiara b'shraga mayahani. What? Shraga b'tiara mayahani. The light during the day wasn't help. So you understand, according to the Mechaber, that you have to light a seis, it certainly helps. Taste is pitch black. Savadi, you light close to that tzman, it certainly helps. Al mayitayna, avada, what it means, what it means to 25 minutes, or it says even it can be a half hour before, and it's all nichol negedav summer. That's what the Allah says. When it says what it means, loy makdim, he has, again, he writes in 25 or 50 minutes, but he says even a half hour before, and it's all nichol negedav of being makdim. So it comes out even from the Rishon, the Rajbi says the summer is enough. Or even the Allah says, Peshad, the Mechab, the Rambam, the summer is also enough. Again, how much is summer? You can say it's even up to a half hour is summer. That's still nichol negedav of being makdim. So fine, with these ideas, now let's work out the Zmanim. And we have again, we have to try to get the entire world, people always try to get all the Shitas. You can't get all the Shitas, Mamash, Lakim, Shkia, for now, 126 minutes, you won't get all the Shitas, because you'll be missing, because you can be Makdim, you won't get the Mechab is saying you can't be Makdim. How much can you might be Makdim? How much is Nichol within the Zman? Is within the Zman, it's within a half hour. So now, if you think about it, let's take New York first. Let's say 50 is 72. So if you light 25 minutes after Shkia, you got light to all the Shkias. You why? Because if you hold this man of Shkia, so you have, what is man to light? The first half hour is you have this man to light. Ashtar Dwag Mashuk. We kind of miss the first half hour. So you light 25 minutes after Shkia, we kind of miss it. You're within the half hour of the going. Of the main time, 50-72.
Every minute is really
No, you have to light a half hour. We didn't change. We changed Benish Mosh, we same as 30. Half hour is that Shikhlu Rakhmash. People walk half hour. We don't change during the day. They don't change in the winter or summer. How long does that have to walk? It's half hour. So it comes out of your life. So those who are tying that Echam, those who are tying against the Moshe, the Yavi Oimer, or the Beryal, that Shuv is against the Moshe, the one tying that 50 is not 72, but right, they said one of the main tying is that Beis Yosef lived in Shas, and he himself, Maestro, is not the way. But my focus is masking. Let's go to the assumption of emotion. It makes things much easier. Let's go to the emotion of the assumption.
So you're saying you're using all the shit, but you're not all the shit.
Right, mask. I'm saying, with the numbers I'm giving you, with the assumptions I'm giving you, correct. If you're 50 is 72, okay. If 50 is 72, so mask, if you light 25 minutes afterwards, you're within a half hour of Sadis, you're within a half hour of Shkia, you get all the Shitas. And mask, I might probably tell everyone, as brought down by a writer, to light between 25 minutes and a half hour after Shkia. Why do all you get all the Shitas? Shalom Yisrael.
They need it for going in
So in Chuslar, so again, most of them can't be passed for going forth. With Mach, we're only have Shabbos, we're going to have a Shabbos right away, before it says, before Shkia. So by the way, 100%, we're still in Chuslar, we're going 100%. And most of them can't pass. Therefore, it says about color, and the mice, what time I write it, like 25, 30 minutes afterwards, the mice get all the cheetahs, within summer from all sides. Moshe himself has a tshuva, and he says, when to light, he says to light 10 minutes afterwards. The Talmud of Ida says that Moshe is to light between 30 to 80 minutes afterwards. When tshuva, he writes to light 10 minutes afterwards, and to light for an hour. To light for an hour. Now, when exactly to get 10 minutes afterwards? So, she was Moshe, other side of Moshe held, she light by Tzais. Who's Tzais? The Maise. It's the Tzais of the Goyim that comes out. Maise, we're going to be passing Paschke and the Hanukkah is Tzais. So, for Echrami, who's Tzais? Let's go to the Tzais of the Goyim, we're passing on the Goyim. So, lying 10 minutes afterwards, that's the Tzais of the Goyim. Why? Because we hold 50. What happens? 50 is 72. Menesh Moshe is divided by 16 times 3, which is 9. So light 10 minutes afterwards, you got the taste of the goyim. That's what comes according to Moshe. It says to light for an hour afterwards. It's 9.2, minutes and 20 seconds, something like that. So it says to light 10 minutes afterwards. Now, when Moshe says to light for an hour afterwards, why for an hour? To get all the shitas. Now, if you think about that, well, Moshe... It's really two kashas. One kasha, first of all, why light 10 minutes after? That's why I get the Lulu Kabbalah and call and light 25 minutes after. Let's get all the shitas. One shiloh. A second shiloh is you make a cheshbon, and Moshe says light 10 minutes afterwards, to light for an hour. Now, if you think about it, the words for an hour, it doesn't really add up. An hour is why to get all the shitas. If you light for an hour, if you hold 50, it says you have to light 30 minutes after 50, which is 120. And you light 10 minutes afterwards, you should light for an hour and 10 minutes afterwards. Moshe Chu writes to light for an hour afterwards. Not true. You want to get all the sheetahs. Let's write into the correct words. You should write an hour and ten minutes. Oh, I say only an hour. So I think the two guys answer each other. But Moshe Betzim could be this one. It's wrong, but I tell you, Moshe says in America, it's only 50 is also nighttime. But could be it's also Betzim is also 40 to 50, so it's quite 50. But the rest is he always writes 50. But my say is sometimes it seems to be he writes 40. It seems to be nighttime 40. So you all together is 40. So it'll come out that you light an hour afterwards, so it'll be besides an hour after 10, it'll be, you get all the shitas for the abundance, and you light an hour afterwards. If you say 40 is 72, it comes out, you light 10 minutes afterwards, you get all the shitas, because within a half hour of 40. So if you, Moshe, when he writes 50 is 72, that's going by the rises. It seems to be in other shubas, you seem to be noted that way, that 40 is 72. Just in America, you went outside your store, 40 is dark. But 50 is certainly dark. So therefore, write some tshuva, 50 is 72. Or for the abundance, or their kind of facing doesn't stand, 40 is 72. If 40 is 72, and you light 10 minutes afterwards, or 30 minutes afterwards, you're within a half hour, you get all the sheetahs, like Brian Kotlo, except doing it 40. And also, you're doing the taste of the goyim, and also, you light an hour afterwards, for a whole entire hour, therefore, it's all you get all the sheetahs, you get also the 40 plus another half hour. That's where we get to 10 minutes for 25 minutes. Now, just to mention, all the sheetahs in between, if you want, the Bi'ayim says like 50 minutes afterwards, the Ereshit says 18 minutes afterwards, and the Chazash says 20 minutes afterwards. Now, exactly where the Chazash get 20 minutes, very interesting. The way how the Shalom say over, because in the Minigan Kasavona, where he originally came from, they lit 20 minutes afterwards, and therefore he kept now also, and they lit 20 minutes afterwards. Now, it doesn't sound too well. Well, it could be, because anyway, it's 20 minutes afterwards, gets all the sheetahs anyway, so suddenly, and he kept also the old Minigan, so he still lit 20 minutes afterwards. They were even in. Now, Bnei Brak does a minute whatever Kansanova is, because that's what the Chazanish did. No, I think it worked out. Fine, so that's where the numbers come. You do not, now, those are the numbers, again, would come between 10 to 25, is where those are usually what the Torah do, trying to get all the sheetahs. Between 10 to 25, those are the numbers. Now, however, you do want those to go, and especially so, those ones I know that we pass in a local maestro, like the Goyim and therefore the Bitzgurav, and the Mazam from the maestro, they live at Shkia Mamish. because they hold b'nigin Yerushalayim is to be pasuk like the goyim. Silo kulo, silo sova. They play the shkiyam mamish. Can you do the chassidim? I guarantee they light at 72. They light later. So again, where this man coming from? Either that those hold pasuk like goyim, they go holding the shkiyam. Those who say no, pasuk like a main time, they light at 72. And then the b'nai yeshiva seem to go in between, trying to get all the shkiyam between 10 minutes and 25 minutes. Well, that's during the week. What? No, the Hasidim is the Paschim, we realize everything. It's not Shaya, that's not possible. It's not possible. The Machabah said Loi Machdimim, and once we have the Machabah, the Paschim say Loi Machdimim. So now we have no option. We can't get such Shumamish. And the Moshe says 50 is to a local mighty. You put the right one. 50 is to a local mighty.
Why
is the
Machabah
28
and that way all these get this Shkish, this Shkish, this Shkish. Why
don't we do more than 25? I'm calling 70 to 25 to 30. That's
25 to 30. Delay 28
and a half,
you'll be within a half hour of the
58 and a half of the... 28 if you want to say plus than a half hour, but 58 and a half of the...
You'll be within a half hour before the
Shkia Shnei
of the...
Shkia Shnei of the Meditam. Well, there's different ways I can tell you. But he said between my uncle and himself held 25 and 30. They all say 28 and a half, you know, you go over time. So we'll get to Shabbos, so that's one of the problems also. They down Meyer first, and then they like you said, do even 96, they like. Void, they have another cheshmer, because they hold the line to the inside anyway, so anyway, we're not really calling from the man. They hold the line on the table, so what's on the table, there's known as the man of Shkir Betz, and it's fine. Fine. Not the cheshmer here. What? What do you admire? It depends who you are. The HBA is Elo Elo Divili Kim Chaim. And the issue usually doesn't admire it afterwards. Neishiva, I mean, not Tishiva. I don't mean anything, but I mean the Litvak Neishiva. I think Europe, I think in England it's a little bit different. I'm not sure. Moshe said it's true is in New York, 50 is 72. Probably he'll be a little bit less, 40 is 72. It could be even for the Isis.
So what was you
like
7 and a half?
When I lied, I lied 10 minutes afterwards. Now...
I meant to be
himself lit... Yes, mentioned you read Jewish heaven. He himself lit 13 to 18. I don't know. 10 is fine. Every year, 13 to 18 of Moshe. Fine, could be. He's a worked out person. He did everything to the team, Moshe. Fine. Next thing, now let's go to Erev Shabbos and Motz Shabbos. Let's start with Shabbos. The problem with Shabbos is there's no way that you can get all the shittas because you light up to Shkia and call Shabbos. So fine. So we can't do that anymore. Now the Shabbos, what exactly to light on Erev Shabbos? So first, those who want title, just like a Lachasneris Erev Shabbos is 40 minutes beforehand, they have a Lachasneris of Chanukah, just like Shabbos 40 minutes, also the meaning of the Wantainer should also be 40 minutes beforehand. My Shabbos is not knowing that way. Put a plea because the mice you got a big problem with lying so early, as long as before Newman's manim, they got a big problem lying so early. The mice said no one lights, as far as I know, even the Israelis, if those annoying many times, do not like 20 minutes before. What they do, right, the Lord had control, and Shlomazam mice said they lit 25 minutes beforehand. Now, what's the story for that? The story is like this. They're telling that Avadish, Hanukkah with the Mele Tekono, if it's Iyasher, then this man is different. But Mele Tekono every year had a Shabbos, they all knew this was going to be a Shabbos. Therefore, since the Yafshe Shani, those are the words of the Meiri, those are the words of Yafshe Shani, Marshal brings it down, and the place brings down the Tlosh in the Bach, Yafshe Shani. That means, what is this man? The latest you can light is a Shkio. That's the latest you can light in Erev Shabbos, if not even call Shabbos. That means, your Zman is within a half hour of that. This man is 25 minutes time beforehand, which is again, Lumis Pnei Sol, the Lord, Sol, Shem Salman. In others, they light a half hour within the latest time you can light. The latest time you can light is Shkio. So you have it within a half hour, 25 minutes before, and they're like...
There's one that said that Kondo, the second skier, that he's catching half a minute later, there's about an hour and 5 minutes.
Second skier.
Therefore, 25 minutes,
or 25
an hour before.
There's something
missing. It's
flagamento. Well, we hold it. So, that only works out the HB showing, but we hold the Loimach and Loimachim. Can't be the judgment why they're doing it for. Plug is only for the event. The whole din for plug. No, we're not doing it for the event. We're plug later then. They're talking about doing it l'chadchila, has l'chadchila the last. Very hard to say that's cheshbon, where they're coming from. Pashto cheshbon is very simple. The latest man is shkia, and might say, stop, I'll come to half hour. That's the pashto they're coming from. Now, if you want to be like just being in touch with. Let's say you, again, I don't want to say, the first let's go through the numbers, then we'll make a cheshbon. First, Moshe had another mahalach, he wanted to tie on the Maisa, we were the originals of the Tikkun, they knew it was going to be Shabbos, and therefore cannot be at the Zman of Shkiyah, cannot be at the Zman of Tzeis. Therefore, when is the Zman? The Zman is before Shabbos. That means, let's say you Mekabel Shabbos an hour before Shabbos, you light Chanuk Neres right before that. If you Mekabel Shabbos 5 minutes before Shabbos, like Lox Neres and Shabbos 5 minutes before, light Chanukah before that. When is the Zman? The Zman is before Shabbos. That means, however, says the Moshe, you cannot light the Chanuk Neres a half hour before Shabbos and the Shabbos Neres 5 minutes before Shabbos. That you can't do. You'll get a wild problem going away from Shabbos. So if you want to go away and light something else, Moshe says you can't do that. The Zman is what? The Zman is before Shabbos. That means whatever you're Mekabel Shabbos, whatever you're on Hoga Shabbos, the Shabbos is one thing, Chanukah is before that. If it's later, what? If you light from Plag by Shabbos, you light Chanukah, it was before that. If you light from, like, having people light, like 5 minutes before Shkia every Shabbos, then you light before that, fine. Whatever you're on, or even that Shabbos specifically, not after and Shabbos in general, whatever you do that Shabbos, Chanukah is before that. That's the Moshe's gather. Now, the Etzim and Rishon really discussed the Kasha. The Rashi and the Ritva, they asked how the Maisa can light Erev Shabbos. So the Rashi and Ritva said, that's from the Mokor, they come from the Gedo of the Salmon. How do you light Erev Shabbos? The Maisa, Erev Shabbos, the Maisa can light Shkid onwards. So the Or of them say, therefore the Rashi and the Ritva say, this is the Mokor for Salmon, because Shabbos itself you have to light. It sounds like they understood that you have to mamash light Salmon, like wherever the Zman is during the week, the same Zman within that half hour. It sounds like the same Zman plus within the half hour. I'll come out. The shell is exactly when to light. So those want to know the Bach and the Yavid says you should light as late as possible. Now, just if you want to make a judgment again, if you have, let's say, and so the calendar says Tadavan was 4:40, which is this week, that's what Friday, and Mashab is Tadavan 5:14. That's set in the calendar. If you say that's 34 minutes, if you say that was 34 minutes, what we call it 34 is 72, if you say that, then it'll come out that how long is Ben Shmosh? 6 minutes, divided by 16 times 3 is 6 minutes. That means when can a person light? A person can only light about a 25 minutes. It'll come out that 28 minutes. Come out the first 6 minutes is Benish Moshes after 4:40. The next 28 minutes later is going to be the Vada Lilo. So it'll come out if you, let's say, take Erev Shabbos. Again, if you hold 5:14 is going to be the Seis. Come out 6 minutes before that will be Benish Moshes. Now, come out between your Shkia until that 6 minutes before, and you have 28 minutes. That means if you light 2 minutes before Shabbos, get all the Shitas. This is Chajman. It'll be Chajman. It works out that if you light, the Maisa is a path, this is the Yad says you light as late as possible. The Rajman Ran says it should be Samach. It should be Samach to walk to Shkia Shnia. The Rajman Ran says that, Shkia Shnia. If you say 34 or 72, you light 2 minutes before Shabbos, Samach will be, so you light 2 minutes before, and well, Mama, you'll get also the Rajman Ran. Shita will be within the month. What? You have 2 minutes. What? You light. Fine. Now the Maestro, no one says it can't be. Maybe it's a. What? Savada, you can't do that. Savada, again, no one, Maestro, no one does it. Again, problems out of the shop. But the Maestro is the idea, so you light as late as possible. What you should do, nearly, you should be. Anyway, again, Pez, if you always every week do 40 minutes mamash, like when you slime the final, it's H225. But let's say, like, a lot of people that we don't really follow the Cyrus, that we just go as late, we take a shower until 15 minutes before Shabbos. Anyway, so you should light as late as possible that you're as comfortable as being, that you won't get into this problem with Shabbos. That means you get light 5 minutes, 10 minutes before Shabbos, that before you'll get more shittas that way. Like Amar Moshe says, you can do it whatever, right before Shabbos, like Hanukkah Neres, and then those might say 25 minutes before, and for the Maisa, there is a Raj from the ritual. Rashi and Ran not the way they write. Some of should be mamish, just like during the week should be on Shabbos. Same thing. So the later you light, the better it is. But avad, you have to take Shabbos into account. And like avad is a meiri, and the ara friend must say yes to shani. And therefore, what you should do is nearly should be as late as possible, trying to get in as much shitas that you are as comfortable as you are for not getting involved with the bayar Shabbos. So don't do 2 minutes. Don't try that. We especially go upstairs and downstairs 2 minutes, and your wife has a light. And
on the other hand, if you light 4:20.
Yeah. So my question is, if you do the Erev Shabbos, in the Hanami. But if you don't do the Erev Shabbos, so much of the feel you don't have to be, but someone's not knowing that way. No, I know, but you won't. Fine, let's ask Erev Shabbos. Ask Moshe Shabbos and answer what to do. So first, let's say you know your main time. If you know your main time, besides it's Mikra Din Savad, you have to know you're there from Chanukah. Let's say you do it Yisrael Chobo. First, we make one also on Shabbos Chanukah. So Meister, Rav Ozner writes, and the Tikkurel says, Avad Shabbos Chanukah, that way in Chanukah. And Moshe says, it's also for a person to light Chanukah before 50 minutes, and 50 is 72, therefore for the right of Yechosh, therefore it's also. And only that, he says, it's right, also a person who can wait even 72, and they tell you, Yerushalayim waits, 72 all year round, so also, they should not do it quickly. It says whether you light inside, whether you light outside, doesn't make a difference where you light. Still, the law is you should wait 72 b'nei yeshiva b'nei Torah on what Shabbos Chanukah. No matter, even if you're lighting outside, you should not be go against the Bein Ham. My sake, if you do it in a soul, it seems to be not the way. The Shlomo Zalman himself, the Ashram himself, Chaim Kanievsky, those people, the Meister says, if you're machmal all year round, you should not be machmal Chanukah. If you do it, the Shlomo Zalman is machmal all year round on the Bein Ham, except for Shabbos Chanukah. Except for Shabbos Chanukah. What? No, it's a full nechel pashas. So we'll get to when he lives. So first, if you know your bad time, not vada all year round, vada yishur. Now, shalom, what about Chanukah? That's machlok zapayski. Yesh v'yesh. They'll say here also, get a moshe, and even a Bosnian and the Skirelis and the Atah Sheni, Shabbat Zalman, the Ashur, and the Chaim, the Meister, they say here you should not be machmer going against Chanukah. What? Sorry. Which was not practical.
No,
so Moshe said, no matter where you light, even there, soul, even inside the house, doesn't make a difference. Maisha, he said, yeah. He holds that if they tell you should always be machmor. Once you machmor, you should be machmor even against Hanukkah. So Maisha, if you machmor, so you light after 72. Usually everyone down before 72, light after 72, those who keep 72. Those who don't, now the shalas want to light. So again, comes over long, the Hanukkah Svar, but the Gdailim, they tell you that when can you light Moshe Shabbos? So it's interesting, from Shlomo Zalman of Yashu, they seem to understand that the Goyim, they pass like Goyim over here in Yisrael. And they understand the shell is, when is the Goyim Vade Lailo? Again, we're saying Vade Lailo is after 13 and a half minutes. For the Maestro, Shlomo Zalman of Yashu, it's not true. Look outside, it's not Vade Lailo. They say the Goyim is Vade Lailo is either 20 minutes or 25 minutes after Shkia. It's Vade Lailo to be the Goyim. Therefore, let's say you hold this amount of 20 minutes afterwards, you have a half hour to light within those 20 minutes. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says the person should light before 50 minutes. Why? Because then they get the Goyim, they get everyone else also. Therefore, once you light Moshe Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman said before 50 minutes, Rashi said before 55 minutes, that's when you should light. Again, why? Because Shabbos, you cannot do, whatever the first time you can do it, you have a half hour from then. The first time when you can do it says, the Shlomo Zalman, 20 minutes afterwards, or the first time according to Rashi, 25 minutes afterwards, then you have Asher Tichlo Rech Lomo Nashuk. Therefore, no, you have that before. The Maestro, see, this is Chanukah, Moshe Shabbos Chanukah. So besides the calendar, it says David at 5:14, you'll see also people have a number at 5 o'clock. Not that at 5 also. You'll be earlier than just after this much hours. Or 5 or 5, whatever it is, 5 or 5, they'll have. I'm not sure exactly how about 5 or 5. They'll have something like that. They'll have 5 or 5, they'll have it quick. Now, if you do have dollar person, not, again, Mishavuot says, Avakamar, Walter Emmett, fine, Yesh V'Yesh. And they're going to have a problem with Mavim Al-Mitzvah, you light outside, fine, so this noise makes proper inside, except what Shabbos makes proper outside. Fine, that's a good shout-out to my very own business. Let's be careful. Yeah, so it passes by, from sure. I think, if I remember correctly, that's what he told me. He likes, except for my child, Mr. Hanukkah, he always likes one inside the bracha first, and then one likes one outside. So fine, so again, so what should a person do? Again, if you can hold a bay in time, it's machlokes d'poskim. If you're not holding a bay in time, you want to be mekel, then once you line with Shabbos, you can see that before 50 or before 55. Ner Shabbos, the Vada Ner Shabbos, you have to wait for Ner Chanukah, and the Svarim say you have to wait till you light all the Ner Chanukah. Now this is a whole shikul Maisa why, it can be done on Eshliya, fine, Kasha, but Maisa the Vada Meshavuot says, Avada, they should hear your bracha, be by your bracha, say, oh my dear bracha, wait till you finish all the candles, you start your Ner Shalom, she goes and lights. Fine, let's add count the Gedder of Zman. If you also want to just make a cheshbon on Shabbos, you want to get the full. If you hold, if you like 36 minutes afterwards, of course, you can get all the cheeses. If you hold, then it's washes for 6 minutes. So come out to you, the first time you light 6 minutes afterwards, if you light within 36 minutes, you get all the cheeses. Again, no one seems to say that. Fine, nice for the minute, it's not the way.
Do you need to light it early as possible? You still want to get a half hour, you want to get the last minute of a half hour.
So it sounds like once you start within that Zman, again, they want to have a tiny in the Rambam. It sounds like the Rambam, it's like the end of the Zman, it's just like 1 minute, that's it, you have to light anymore. Who am I to be asking for like a half hour? So, get within that Zman.
As long as you're 1 minute within the Zman of the Hashtag,
that's what we seem to be knowing about, yes. Fine, I'd call the end of the gate Zman. One more halacha that you should know before Hanukkah is that what happens at the end of Hanukkah? And the Hanukkah, you have leftover oil, leftover candles, leftover wicks. The halacha is when the mekatzel of the tzvasoi, so the oil is left over in the bottle, it's safe and next to do whatever you want. The oil left inside your cup, the wicks or candles left over, what do you do with them? The halacha is that if it's left over from the mitzvah itself, within the Zman, it blew out within the first half hour, the halacha is that after the mekatzel of the tzvasoi, you have to be sorry if you have to burn it. You have to burn inside the oil, or even if the kids light with wax candles, if there are fire to lift the also with the Makai mitzvah, you have to be sorry of it. The Shal is, what about the wicks? So the numerous places say the wicks are bad, yeah, from the Rishonim already. The Shal is, what about our wicks? Our wicks are available for now. The Maisa before should be sorry of it also. What about the oil that's left over after the Zman, after a half hour? So the 2 days, Mishbuas is Noik Lahamur. It says also, let's say you have oil left over in your cup at all, that you should also burn. Why should you know about it now? The Mishavu says you have an eight, so you can make it tonight. Tonight the Mishavu is, you can say, I'm only being Mekatz the Shemin that's left over, the only Mekatz the Shemin for the Zman of Lako. The way the kid says over, I'm only Mekatz whatever burns, whatever's left over, not Mekatz the Mitzvah. You make it tonight for now, or at the end of the Hanukkah, you won't have the Bayah. Why Dafka now? Because the Shell, what happens, you have a little bit of oil over, left over every day. You put it aside, oil, it's going to be bottled, not going to be bottled. Get about the Shell, first by wax. First level, the kid lights the candle, blows it out, it gets mixed inside the box. So now we know from Sugya Dovashish Matiyama, I feel the airplay bottle. And, from Sugya Dovashish Matiyama, you know all the candles, mice are also. Get on up all the candles. Same thing, the oil, also you have a baya. Also, the Dovashish Matiyama, you have a hat to with it. Before you have a baya with the Dovashish Matiyama, Belachas Mike, the mice are. What? By never same problem with Dovashish Matiyama, that's too long to cook it up. Good. It depends. Somebody have shamish in the air. Every time it depends. I'm asking somebody to see it. And by the oil, Mishavu says you don't have a problem with Dovashish Matiyam Machlaikis. But the Mishavu says you don't have a problem if you don't have Shishim. Now, the Maisa, if you Maisa be Mavatal, that's Machlaikis you saw in Dovashish Matiyam, in Vatal Sathila and Sathaka Sefei. Tak Tes Sefei. That was the steers we discussed then. The steers of Machaber over here says you can't be Maisa from the Vista. You can't be Maisa. That was the steers. That was Kashmir. The Maisa then ate, so what you can do is you say, again, the words even the kids serve, that anything that I left over, not being Mekatzah Das, they have no Bayah.
But that's the burden.
Why? Because Mekatzah Mitzvah, sir. So the Shal, if you left throw it out or not. So they bring down from Chaim Fieschi, maybe you can, or they say it's a Bizoin, maybe you can. So the Maisa, until the Heineken Swarm, the Shal will not have to burn it. I don't know what happened until the Heineken Swarm came out. What? Again, the Shulchan Aruch says to burn it. The Maaseh, when I was looking at Shiva Smir, it's been in the morning, they get all the oil together, they make a whole bonfire, they dance around it. Shiva Smir has a bonfire. Every year, they get all the oil. Yeah? And they dance, and they love it, and it's fine.
They just stand up for the
wicks. The time off the wicks. Shall just forget why you need it even at the time of the wicks. The whole size for is why it's even to burn out. Our wicks are nicer than that, to burn out. If those wicks are even to burn out, therefore you have to burn those wicks. Our wicks are kasha, why are you going to be mocking around? So that was, we're always keeping it, stay around. Right, until the next day.
And nowadays, that they say that the shear is longer because people stay out, so then the fire of the
tension helps. No, it depends. If you hold that way, la loco, kumro, when you're in the mice, do you mamash put it until 10 o'clock? Or you just put full up your cup and whatever happens?
Everyone
wants to see which one
goes longest.
Well, the mice, what do you do? Full up your cup, whatever your cup holds. I mean, you're not being pushed to the sheet.
Would this night help?
Or are you saying you can turn it off? Exactly, you're not doing that a lot. Let's say your old people go to 11 o'clock. Are you going to 11? I don't think any of us, except the Briskins. The Briskins is still our problem. Of course, you don't have to. Biscuit itself, that was serious. It could be a time. One time he brought the diagram one way, one time he brought the diagram another way. As far as definitely really the biscuit is, or they live next to some movie theater, or otherwise, no one's going to do that. What? Have to know. But again, you want to be macro farm, but mice, if you're not knowing that way, the mice, I don't think anyone really does. They just fall off the cop. What? Yeah, that's a kid's another Mr. Brooks.
If you're Mr. Brooks, you're not coming in there for half hour.
That's a show. That's a question. I'm not sure why I said that lush. That's a question why I said that lush. I'm not sure why I said that lush. Mr. Brooks lush is what? One of the katsu for the shiur of the mitzvah. Maestro, why is that for the shiur of the mitzvah? What? Yeah, but Maestro, why would we katsu? I want more. I would have said, if I were to make a tonight, I would say like a kitzer. I would say the tonight is what? Whatever's left over, I'm not being makatsu for mitzvah. That's what I would have said. Shmuel's, that's not his words. But the shaman can be an initial because you're not allowed to use it, you can use it for other things. That's what Shmuel says. You might use it for other things, for eating or for lighting candles, something like.
Could you put it a little
bit
of
the shaman? On Pesach? Or now? Yeah, that's where you can. Is it Mila? Whatever you want. Yeah, do that, call it, yeah. I think it's Shaman. No, he's supposed to. It's an Indian, so he's a concept. They won't be in Pesach, is that? Fine, just give it to him. Maestro, again, Hanukkah, Bezos Shabbos tonight. Kidu, again, the Chatma, the Torah, Bezos Chatmos Yivonim. Yivonim is the stood for the concept of glorifying the body, stood for the concept of living for now, for the time right now, Olympics, of the essence, of enjoying oneself right now. Last class, all the Chatmos Torah, we understand with only the Pusa, Talmud Shalemis, and we're walking upon the Ruchnias, and we understand that there's a goal, there's a meaning at the end of times. In the yeshiva, on Hanukkah, the fact that the Torah 1, we should show that in yeshiva, and not just have a Rifian. I'm specifically discussing the second Seder. Second Seder is one of these things yeshiva smear on Hanukkah is a big problem. Why? Because Seders, if it starts at 3:15, maybe 4, and the bus is at 4:15, then you have to go home, there's no second Seder. Now what the yeshiva really wants is that you should not take your break in between. And go from 2 until 4:15, you'll have at least a couple buckles, a half a decent Seder. The problem is it's very hard, people are very busy, people have things to do, they have to buy stuff or shop or go places and do things. The life of the Seder of Hanukkah is that Torah is Iker, and we understand that we're master, that we appreciate that, the Nair is Torah. And if what every person should do is put in the focus and the time into the second Seder and make sure that there is no Iker. Now, what I'm asking everyone is that they should all be here second Seder until wherever they have to go at 4 o'clock. And I know it's very hard, and even if some people have no chavrus and they're rather learning home, it's kedai to learn in, let's say, by us in the chavura, to learn there, and even if you're not learning the chavrus, to sit there, and myself, if you're pretty much free up on other people, and the whole box in the back of the Beis Medrash, or the Nagaril, should try to be nicked that there are people there. I know this is in the past, and it wasn't too successful. I'll ask again. It was halfway successful. Fine, chatzi. Nice, Lina, again, I mask is very hard. For me, it wasn't very hard, but Lina, I'll try to be there also every day until I think the bus is 4 o'clock. Nice, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, everyone should put in the time, everyone, whether you're learning brothels, whether you're learning cooling. Nice, you say to the Hanukkah that we're celebrating Torah. So let's show that Torah, the Maestro, did win, does win, and we're maxing Torah, and not us, but who. Nice, please, everyone. Should try to be there second day from after lunch straight until we have to go.